Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What do you think about this new law in California? This is from ABC 30 in California. Students across California will soon have an opportunity to get more Z's to help them earn more A's. You know, a TV guy wrote that line. A new state law says all high schools shall begin no earlier than 8:30 a.m. and all middle schools shall begin no earlier than 8 a.m. Fresno Unified Superintendent Bob Nelson said, quote, "For us, our middle schools are currently in alignment with that structure. They will require some changes on our behalf of our high schools. We're hoping to work with the governor on how to go about managing our transportation issues to make sure our kids still have safe and appropriate opportunities to get to school on time. The law includes charter schools, does not apply to rural school districts at the time. The Merced Union High School District plans to look into the possibility of getting a rural district exemption." My question to you, Jamie, as someone who has taught and dealt with kids early.
Very early.
What time should school start? And feel free to join us at 576-7798. Middle school, high school, what time should school start?
So here's what, real fast, before I answer your question. There was a lot of opposition to this. It is opposed by some school officials. And lawmakers rejected this twice before it passed. So this has tried to go through before Governor Gavin Newsom signed it. He said in a statement, "The science shows that teenage students who start their day later increases their academic performance, attendance, and overall health. And this doesn't go into effect for 3 years." So it's got, so schools that were, this is going to be a mess for schools to try to figure out. This gives them 3 years to try to figure all of that out. In terms of, roughly half the schools in the state would be required to delay their start times by 30 minutes or less just to comply with the law. The CDC found the average start time for California schools attended by 3 million middle and high school students was 8:07 a.m. Some students are required to be in class before 7:30. Again, this is now saying 8 a.m. for middle school and high school would be 8:30. In answer to your question, kids have a lot going on, and some kids are just more naturally night, you know, apt to be awake at night and have a harder time waking up in the morning. I taught a speech class, a high school introductory speech class, at 7:30 in the morning.
Woo!
Kids had to be in at 7:15.
And ready to talk.
And ready to sit and pay attention and be awake and care and participate at 7:30 in the morning, which meant that I think I had to be in the building at 7. I lived really close to the school where I was teaching, so that wasn't that difficult. But I think 7:15, you had kids in the building as early. That's when buses started to arrive. Now, what that also meant was an earlier, end to the day. You know, you start at 7:30. Mm-hmm. I think we were out at 2:15, which also felt early, you know.
That does seem a little early.
It felt early. And there are some times of the year where that's 7:30 in the morning. Like right now, I was out walking this morning. It was still dark at 7:15. Mm-hmm. I can't think of what time we even have sunrise right now. In a few weeks when we change clocks, that's going to change. It'll be light at 6:30 in the morning again. But that means you have kids not only waiting for the bus when it's dark, but school is starting when it's still dark out at 7:30 in the morning. That to me is hard to get kids to pay attention. Now, I also understand the difficulty, and I understand the fight against this in the change, because I don't know what time elementary schools start, but parents that have multiple kids in multiple schools, it's difficult to figure all that out. It's tough for parents to figure all that out. And then it's tough to figure out, okay, what are you doing with them at the end of the day? If you're starting at 8:30, you're probably going an hour later in the day. It's tough if you have sports practices, because then, you know, if you have football practice or whatever that would go until 5 or 6 o'clock, now that's taking place in the dark. You know, it used to take place entirely in the daylight. Now that's happening in the dark. What would you prefer?
Well, I've been reading three different versions of this story, and I can't find out if end times change.
They would have to.
Like,
they would have to, because unless California law is different than everybody else's, state law mandates the number of minutes a year schools have to be in session.
Right.
So you either have to, if you're going to push back the start of school, you either have to push back the end of the school day, or kids have got to do a longer school year. You know, you've got to keep them in school for more days to make up the hours. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're starting school an hour later, you got to make that up somewhere.
I don't know what the number is for what time most schools in this state, in California, or if you want to bring it to Kansas and Missouri, we welcome that, obviously. I don't remember what time my high school started.
We were late.
I think we were 7:30. I don't remember back in the 90s what it was. I can't come up with it. Katz just said 7:20.
Yep, that's what time the North Kansas City School District, all four high schools, start at 7:20 a.m.
And what time, Jamie, do you remember?
We started at 8:05. Now, for some school districts, the issue is buses. That's often why school districts stagger and put some kids a lot earlier than others, because you've only got so many buses. Mm-hmm. You figure it's better. Usually what they figure is the littler kids should start later, because that way the littler kids aren't out waiting for the bus in the dark.
Yeah.
So for safety reasons, you start the littler kids later and you have the older kids waking up earlier. If you have more buses and you don't have to worry about that, it's not as big of a deal. But districts that have to run buses twice, that's why you start them so early.
If the school day starts at 7:30 and it ends at, you know, 2 o'clock, is it much different to start it at 8 and end it at 2:30? Does that half hour make up a big difference? As when you're talking about kids with their activities, finishing practices in the dark, is a half hour that big of a deal, do you think?
I don't know how big of a difference it's. I guess it all counts. Otherwise, why change it? Mm-hmm. You know, I guess.
Because it's not like they would start 2 hours later and end 2 hours. Just a half hour, I think, is what they're looking at. And on the flip side of that, does a half hour make that big of a deal to your teenage son or daughter? I don't know the answer. I usually got up. All right.
Right. Usually kids will get up.
I got up because I was a good kid. I went to school. I wasn't one of those kids that slept all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that a lot of teenagers do. So does a half hour make any difference on the other side? I would love to hear from parents. 576-7798. They are adopting these new rules in California. 8 o'clock for middle school, 8:30. Am I right? 8 for middle school?
Yeah, 8 o'clock for middle school. High school is 8:30. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, make sure I got that right.
Yep.
Is that something you think would be good to do in Missouri and good to do in Kansas, because of the way that teenagers' body clocks are? Science has proven this out.
Right. And this is the first state to mandate later start times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I bet we'll see other, because there is a lot of research that shows that teenagers are absolutely sleep deprived. And so the argument is that if you let them sleep later in the morning, they will get more sleep. Now, my question is, well, why not make them go to bed earlier? You know, if they're sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Why not make them go to bed at 9:30 instead of 10?
We talked about it last week, and I know we got to get to break here, but you come home, you do your studying, maybe you have a job. We were talking about that. Kids are taking extra classes, harder classes. They have, you know, AP homework to do. Maybe they play a sport. Maybe they're in band. Maybe they don't get to bed till 11 o'clock or 11:30 or midnight. Is that extra half hour beneficial? Well, I don't know the answer. I'm just throwing everything out there.
But you're making up for it on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Again, all you're doing is shifting the day. You're not giving them less time in school.
I wonder if they function better at night.
Maybe.
And that half hour or hour sleep makes up in the morning.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Yeah.
576-7798. Your call's next. What do you think of this new law out in California about the way your kids will start school? Middle schools will start no earlier than 8 a.m. High schools no earlier than 8:30 a.m. Do you think your teenagers would benefit from that in Kansas and Missouri? 576-7798. John in Kansas City, you're first up. What's up, John?
Well, I think this idea is horrible. Terrible idea.
Why?
Well, especially when you get to high school. High school is supposed to prepare you for life. Why don't you guys go tell your boss, hey, can we come in whenever we want to, or can we come in an hour later? No. You need to know, you need to get up, you need to get along with life.
John, what if an extra half hour raised a C student to a B-plus student or a B student to an A student because their brain was more rested? Wouldn't that also prepare them for life better?
First off, this study, I think, is bogus. I usually find out studies usually whoever's paying for the study.
The study is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. John, you had me. I was with you for a while. I'm with you on the idea.
Studies are bogus.
Yeah, I was on your side for a while on the idea that, yes, high schools are meant to prepare kids for life after. Because some kids are going from high school into the workforce.
Absolutely.
Not everyone's going off to college where they can decide, no, I don't want an 8 o'clock class 5 days a week. I want afternoon classes. Some kids are going into the workforce where they are going to have to work at 6 or 7 in the morning. Or, Wicket, you and I both worked at 1 or 3 o'clock
right,
in the morning.
Right, that alarm went off real early for mornings.
So it gets worse sometimes. So I'm with you on the idea that, yes, high school is intended to prepare kids for the real world, and you don't get that choice, and you've got to learn to adjust your body. On the other hand, I go the other way and say, yeah, but kids aren't quite there yet.
Right.
Kids still got to get through high school first.
Middle
and if there's
school,
a way,
high school, yeah.
If there's a way to put them in the best position to learn, then let's maybe do that.
If class started at 7:30 and all of a sudden now it starts at 8:30 and you graduate from high school and you are going into the real world, let's say you have to be to work by 7:45, you know what you find out that first week?
You can't hack it.
You wake up. Well, you find out you wake up at 40. You wake up 45 minutes earlier and you go about it and you join the real world.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I think that's a bogus answer.
I don't. I see where he's going. I get it. Like, especially some of the older kids in high school do need to learn that if your job starts at 8 in the morning or your school starts at 7:30 in the morning and you are tired, then you're going to get more sleep. You have to go to bed earlier. He's got a point.
He said studies are crap.
That's where he lost me. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
John, thank you for your opinion, my friend. We just happen to be on different sides. Kim in Overland Park, you're on KMBZ. What's up, Kim?
Hi there. So I went to school in Shawnee Mission and graduated in 2004. So high school was 7:40 to 2:40 in the afternoon. Middle school was 8:45 to 3:45, and that was mostly because of buses. The buses did all the high school kids first, then they went back and did all their middle school kids second.
Right. That's elementary pretty common.
Elementary school was 8:10 to 3:10, and I think part of that possibly had to do with before and after school care, because some elementary schools, they actually had before school and after school care in their building to make sure that parents could still get to work on time. In high school, I was at school at 7 a.m. anyway for flag team, so the start time didn't really affect that much, but the end time, I was home by 3 o'clock, so that meant I could get to my part-time job that I had by 4 o'clock. Also, you know, for activities and school activities and stuff, when you're doing sports, they like to go until they start, like, right at 3 o'clock, right after school gets out. So, I mean, I like the stagger, and I don't know about high school kids having the opportunity to be able to sleep later in the day, because, like the previous caller said, getting them prepared for the real world, I guess, since we had to be at school, you know, our school started at 7:40. If we went straight into the workforce and had to be at a job by 8 o'clock, I think by the time we hit the age of 18, we were going to be relatively set on that.
Right, yeah. But I don't think it's earth-shattering to say, okay, you start at 8:30, then you know, your very first day on the job in June at your, you know, at the plant that you got an internship starts at 7:15 or whatever. I don't think your world is thrown completely upside down.
Can I throw this idea in? For kids that have part-time jobs after school, does going to school later interfere with their part-time jobs? For some, I think it might.
For me, it would have.
Yeah.
For me, it would have. It would have severely interfered with that as well.
Yeah.
So, and I knew I needed that part-time job after school. Because
what did you
my
do?
My activity was before school, not after school.
What was your part-time job?
I worked for a grocery store.
Okay. And what time did your shift usually start?
My shift started at 4 p.m. And when I was a freshman and had to ride the bus, you know, my bus didn't get me back home. I was the last drop-off.
Yeah.
So my bus didn't get me home until like 3:30. So I had about 10 minutes to turn around, change, and get myself to work by 4.
Yeah. Hey, you know, it's a great phone call, Kim. Thank you for it.
That's where I'm on the side of not changing it, because kids are going to have, I like for that reason, for kids to have more flexibility after school, you know, for kids to be in school earlier, get out earlier so that they have more flexibility later in the day for the kids that have to have part-time jobs.
I feel like if Hy-Vee had a bunch of people like Kim that worked there and all of a sudden the Shawnee Mission schools said, nope, we're starting a half hour earlier. We're getting out a half hour earlier. I don't think that boss would be completely upside down to be like, well, you're fired.
That's not the issue. For me, the issue is the kids need to work the hours, and you're cutting into the available time that kids have to work in the evening. I don't, you know, now you could just say, well, they can work later in the evening. What if the place they work is only open till 7 yeah. o'clock? Now you've cut into an hour where they need the money. And I don't like that.
When do you think that school should start for your high schoolers and middle schoolers? California's backing it up to 8 and 8:30. Middle school at 8, high school at 8:30. What do you think? 576-7798. 576-7798. Text in 22980. We'll give you that keyword to cash coming up on the other side. First, though, Mark Lavoie is in the newsroom. We're talking about this new law pushing back start times for middle school and high school in California, signed into law. It'll go into effect in 3 years, 8 o'clock for middle schoolers, 8:30 for high schoolers. Do you think it's something they should do in Kansas or Missouri? 576-7798. Juliana is in Gladstone. Hi, Juliana.
Hi. So my point was, so I grew up in Northern California, which is a rural area, and if they change that and push back the end time, it would severely affect like sports or kids going to school, because my routine was I would get out at 3, I'd go to practice, and at 5, I could go to work. But the biggest thing with anyone that's going to work after practice or school is, in California, if you are under the age of 18 for a job, you have to be off the clock at 10. Would they change that to accommodate children that have to work?
I would also ask.
I lived on my own.
Yeah, I would also ask, are, you know, the businesses where kids work, are they open past 10 o'clock for you to shift it a half hour later?
Well, and a lot of the kid-friendly jobs are mostly fast food and minimum wage things that you don't need a skill for, and are happy to have the employees that are eager to work the hours and show up. And so if I can't work until now 5:30, which means that I can't be there till 6, is it worth their while to hire me for only 4 hours? And would they keep me on? Because I had a full-time job, did full-time school, and I did 2 sports each year. And that would have massively affected my raising myself into an adult if I couldn't work that extra hour.
That's interesting. And that's a good call, Juliana. Thank you for it. I had to go back and look where I worked my senior year of high school. I worked at a Little Caesars in Michigan. And I just wanted to see when they closed. They closed at 10, which means there were probably nights I got out of there at maybe 10:30. By the time, I think my senior year, I was 17, turned 18 in the spring. And I think when you're 18, all that kind of changes. I don't know if I worked until 10. I probably only worked until 9 o'clock based on maybe Michigan state law. But my shift, I think, started at 4, and it was through the dinner rush that was pizza time. So I don't know. That's a great question, if they would have to change that law on when minors could work.
And again, it's a matter of whether the place where you work is open late enough for you to get the extra hour, because it shifts everything. You know, you shift school start, let's say it's an hour, because that's a significant difference. Let's say you go to, your school starts at 7:30 in the morning, now it's going to 8:30. Mm-hmm. That means instead of getting out at 2:30, you're getting out at 3:30. Let's say your bus ride home is half an hour. Mine was an hour home from high school because I was first on and last off. Tell me that's not horrible.
That's terrible.
But I was last off. It was a really big rural district. My house was 15 miles as the crow flies to my high school. I was last off the bus. So I wouldn't have gotten home until 4:30. A lot of jobs are going to start at 4 o'clock. And so sure, they're going to let you go in later, I assume, because you can't control that. But that you're just cutting down on the amount of time that kids have to work. And some kids need to work. Mm-hmm. Some kids don't have the choice.
Juliana raised herself.
Right.
She just said that she was raising herself, so she obviously needed to make money. And losing that hour, that's 5 hours a week at 10 bucks or 12 bucks an hour, whatever it was she was making, that's significant, especially if you are raising yourself for whatever reason. You give props to a woman like that.
And as she pointed out, jobs teach kids lessons too. Some kids already have the jobs, and those are teaching kids important life skills, and we want those kids to be able to make it to those jobs.
Yeah.
Some stuff could shift to before school, though. Not jobs. Somebody said, well, can't they just work before school?
No.
I don't think a lot of jobs where kids are working are open in the morning. I think that's a lot to ask.
I'm not working third shift.
Right. Or you're going to go in for an hour. You know, that to me, that doesn't make a lot of sense. But when I was in school, the band practiced before school. And so you could shift some things to practicing before school.
A lot of swimming classes, swim teams practice before the school year. I remember I had friends on the swim team. They have to get there at 5 a.m.
That's really common for swim teams. I don't know why, but a lot of kids swim in the morning. And I don't know if that's just because there's limited availability for the pool
maybe,
or whatever. But
if anybody knows why that would be, maybe your team has a water polo team, you know, and they have to share the pool, whatever it might be. That's a good question.
But yeah, you could easily You could shift some things to in the morning, things that don't, although you're pushing school later, so you have daylight, you have more daylight, things that don't necessarily take place outside that you would have to worry about having daylight, you could shift those to before school.
Right. Like some
if
of those
you needed to.
It still gets kind of cold in Northern California too, so a lot of those outdoor activities, you want that sun up.
Yeah. And then it's, and I get it, some parents are, a lot of you are texting in that you're upset, saying, leave it the way it is. It's going to be a mess for parents to try to figure it out. They'll figure it out. They're giving them 3 years. This doesn't go into effect for 3 years. So they've got time to figure out the if the older kids are taking care of the younger kids. That's what a lot of you are saying, is that you need your you need your kid home, your older kid home earlier in the afternoon to be home in time to take care of the younger kids. I totally get that.
That makes sense.
That's a child care issue. That totally makes sense to me. What a lot of schools are doing, though, in response to that is, and I have a lot of friends whose kids do this, their little kids just go to after school programs. You know, it's not babysitting, but it's childcare after school. So that way, if the older kids have practice or have jobs or whatever, that the school's offering a built-in option. And I wonder if that would end up being a choice for some schools.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It's a big state. It took them a while to get this, though. They rejected it twice before the governor signed it. Ultimately, they are going with the science that says kids are sleep deprived and that we have to force upon them a later start time.
It'll be interesting to see how this affects, maybe not 3 years from now, but 10 years from now. How do kids out of that state, and will anybody else adopt this? I mean, this is...
Does it work?
Exactly.
Did kids end up, will it be effective in that kids will catch up on the sleep in the morning, or will they just stay on their phones later or play video games later? Will it actually work to give kids more sleep?
Why do I fear the worst? Why do I feel like that's just what's going to happen?
Because if it doesn't, you just took a really huge state and you changed school start times significantly for some schools in hopes that they would get more sleep when maybe they're not actually going to.
Right. Yeah.
Which is a concern.
And I will bet, this is California is run by a lot of Democrats. Governor Newsom is a Democrat. Will the West Coast follow? Will Washington and Oregon? Will some states on the East Coast, where there are more liberal leans, will more states do it?
Yeah, it's
More states believe in the science of the CDC and the study?
Because it's we've had this conversation before, and I can't believe no one's brought this up. That leave it to schools. Instead of it being a state law, leave it to schools to make the decision for their districts. Because we talked about this when Missouri proposed the time of year, pushing that back when kids start in August or September in order to allow for tourism in the Ozarks.
Yep.
So, and a lot of you in response to that said, don't make that a state law. Let those districts, let the districts that are affected by that start later if they want. And I don't hate the idea of the local control either. I tend to go err more on that side of let schools decide what's best for them.
Let the Sacramento districts choose what they want to do in Sacramento. Let LA choose what they want to do. San Diego choose.
Let individual school boards make that decision based on what works for their districts. But California decided to do it statewide.
It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/981KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.